This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junction presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget, coming up in just about 20 minutes, our pal Mike Jones, national NFL writer for The Athletic. He'll join us. That's coming up at 7:20. But right now, it's time to hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Well, then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You score 10% off. Remember, don't sleep makes you great.
All right, obviously, Jaden Daniels, the biggest story. I know Valdez has the audio. We'll play in a second here. I think he went to the podium, I don't know, 3:30 or something like that. I was actually down in the basement and about an hour later, and I watched it. And I'm just going to give you my perception, and we'll play it. When he first starts talking, as you'll hear, I think, yeah, I don't know, man. I think they're probably going to hold him out.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you get later into it, I've now changed my opinion. Oh. I think he's going to play. Because they keep talking about what good spirits he is in, and he was laughing and joking, and they're going to evaluate him every day. And they're being very vague, too. They're not saying, like, a bruise, or, you know, they're just being very vague. I think just playing games with the Bears. I've now changed my opinion, just so you know. So, JP, I know you said he's going to play, and I was kind of adamant that I thought they'd hold him out at least a week. I've now turned a corner, could be proven wrong, but I agree with you. But here's Dan Quinn yesterday at the podium.
The status for Jaden we'll put down as week to week. As you guys know, it's a rib injury, and we'll take him through, you know, all the steps at practice and assess how he's doing and keep working it through that. We're hopeful he can play, but we'll also make sure to take every precautionary step and do it smartly for the player and the man. And so I want to make sure I gave you all the updates that I had. And so it's not going to be something that's going to knock him out for a long term. And so, like I said, we're going to list it as week to week. And like I said, hopefully we'll play this week and we'll take it every day of it all the way through.
I think he's being kind of
honest. I hope he plays.
I think he's going to play.
I hope he does.
Because the key thing is, first of all, I do have a theory. I always have a theory.
Okay.
And I actually think I'm right. I often think I'm right.
I know you often think you're right.
Because if he had a bruise or something or a crack, what they would say, right? I think, because I speculated on this yesterday. I said, can your rib pop out or cartilage or something? Mm-hmm. And a bunch of people said to me, oh, totally. It can pop out and you just pop it back in. And it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling something like that happened. They just fixed him, boom. And now, because he's going to practice. They're going to evaluate every day. Yeah, make sure he can make all the throws.
Now, if he has pain or a setback during practice, then later
evaluate.
In the week, they might be, you know, like,
right.
Let's save him. Let's have him miss the Bears game. They don't want him to miss the game, but if it's better for them long-term and him long-term, I believe they're looking out for his best interests.
I definitely believe that.
I think Justin Herbert had the same exact thing happen to him last season, and Herbert played the next
week. What happened with Herbert?
It was almost like the same, like a bruised rib, nothing like, not a broken rib.
Why aren't they saying it's a bruise? Why aren't they being more descriptive?
I don't
know. Trying to be vague.
Yeah, that's what every league does this. The NHL is especially evasive when it comes to admitting what injuries are.
I know they do that in the NHL. They go, it's an upper body injury.
Upper, lower body injury.
It's like, just kind of, usually we get more detail.
Because
like we say ACL, MCL, sprain, you know, like you hear everything.
That's why I differ from you, is that I still think it's up in the air. And if he was healthier, I feel like Dan Quinn would say day to day, not week to week.
Well, because I think they're playing games with the Bears a little bit.
I think there is some of that to that. And then also, if he's legitimately week to week, if you said, hey, he has a bruised rib and he doesn't play Sunday, I mean, it just kind of looks bad, doesn't it?
Oh no, because I think bruised ribs are really painful.
I know, most people know that.
But
there is gamesmanship all the time, because I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago when Shane Steichen was evasive about who was going to play, whether it was Anthony Richardson or Joe Flacco. And then, like, right at the time the inactives came out at 11:30 on Sunday, it was Flacco when everybody thought it was going to be Richardson.
But here's where I kind of, because I was thinking, man, they're going to hold him out. I mean, obviously something happened, but they're basically talking about it like, because the reporters are trying to probe, and he's basically like, obviously, yeah, Jaden's like smiling, laughing. He's gonna be practicing. If he was hurt, he wouldn't be practicing.
You don't know the extent of his practice. Valdez brings up a good point on Justin Herbert. So he suffered a rib cartilage fracture.
That's totally
and
different.
Played.
Mm. They're just saying rib, like they're being very vague, and I think it's because it's not that big a deal.
But
whatever it is, very minor.
But if you look at what happened with Herbert, I'm looking back on this. So it says he suffered a rib cartilage fracture in the fourth quarter against Kansas City. Considered day to day.
But this seems
less serious.
Right.
Although maybe he also has a fracture and they're just not reporting it.
But the thing about Herbert was when he did fracture the ribs, mm-hmm. The cartilage. He did it on a Thursday night, so he
had a couple
had an extra couple days. He had 9 days to recover. Well,
the other thing,
as opposed to the regular
that,
seven,
made me think this is not that serious at all. Is first of all, he's going to practice. Like if he was really hurt, I really believe this. You know, they would say, "Well, we're going to go through the first thing we're going to do. We're going to see if he can run. Then we're going to see if he can throw 10 yards. Then we're going, you know what I mean? There'll be a progression to it." Doesn't sound like that's what's happening.
Is he going to be a full participant in practice?
I don't know that.
Because there's limited practice.
I'm sure he'll be limited on some level. But it's not like from ground zero.
Mm-hmm.
Like this sounds like he's pretty good. He's laughing. He's joking. All the guys. I'm telling you, I've now completely done a 180.
I thought he would play this week as long as it wasn't a broken rib.
I think you're going to be proven
correct. We'll see what happens.
I think you're going to be proven correct.
Hopefully he plays.
Yeah.
Are you worried about the Montez Sweat revenge game cakes?
Not that worried about it. I mean, it's always an angle. It's always kind of a subplot. It's lurking.
The other thing
it's DJ Moore's coming back.
That is true.
Revenge game. Coming back to the state of Maryland.
He does love playing in Maryland. This is true.
The other thing that they mentioned is that he's not going to wear like a flak jacket per se or anything like that. I mean, which... Like Quinn's like, yeah, no, he's got padding and it's pretty good. Like it doesn't look like it's a lot, but mm-hmm. it's pretty good. And so I mean, they're not gonna put extra padding. He's gonna practice. He's laughing and smoking and joking.
Wheels up, baby.
I'm telling you, wheels up. This guy's playing. I mean, if I'm doing the math and I've been wrong a million times, I've changed my opinion. I think he's playing. So that's great news. If it in fact turns out to be the case. Now
I know CBS wants him to play.
CBS wants him to play. I didn't click on it, but I did see that the Bears are actually favored. Now I don't know if that's because they're it's up in the air and they're assuming maybe that he won't play. Do you see it? I'm on the FanDuel. I'm trying to look at the number.
It's 2.5. Bears minus 2.5. Over under 44.5.
Okay. Yesterday at this time of the article was 1.5, so it's moved to 2.5. All right.
ESPN Bet has the Bears minus 3.
Right.
Although the matchup predictor, what do you think it's at? Cakes' matchup predictor, if Jaden was healthy, was 80% Commanders win. I was 60% Commanders win.
Hold on, I've already given a matchup predictor.
Yeah, you said the Cakes predictor was 80-20.
You said it was 80%.
Oh. Don't really recall that.
Maybe he meant maybe 80% they'd be favored.
Oh, no, that doesn't make sense.
He said 80-20.
You're asking me what the ESPN matchup predictor is?
No, your personal predictor.
If Jaden plays?
Yes, you said it was 80-20.
Can I get a caveat?
Both Jason and I heard it.
Can I get a caveat, a carve out in case he re-injures his rib?
Sure.
All right, so the Bears are favored by 3, and then they're saying the Commanders are 60% favorite?
No, you're sorry.
Okay.
Cakes, his personal prediction was 80-20. Mine was 60-40 if Jaden's healthy.
Okay. What is ESPN?
Yes. ESPN, interestingly, their matchup predictor where they run it thousands of times.
50-50.
54.4% Commanders.
That's weird. Only a slight lean.
So the Commanders are 54% favorites, but and then they're getting 3 points. Okay.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing, the betting markets, right? They're just trying to get
reacting
money.
Reacting to the news.
That's what I'm thinking.
The Cakes matchup predictor, if Jaden plays but re-injures his rib, 60% chance the Commanders win. If Jaden plays to 100% capacity, 75% Commanders.
So you have, if Marcus Mariota plays, you still have them 60%
favorite. Yes, but again, I've only run this just now.
One time in your brain?
Yeah. It has been run 1,000 times through the sim.
Valdez, you know how the Commanders get criticized for only beating losing teams?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the last three wins. They beat the Rams.
Yeah.
The Panthers. Similar score to what the Commanders did.
Yeah, let's make them out to be unbeatable. I like that. Yeah. Well, they're a juggernaut.
Yeah. Nobody thinks
no
that.
No one's saying that. No one's saying the Bears are great. But they've won three straight. They're playing better.
Caleb returns to DC angle.
Yeah, there you go. Revenge.
Factor that in.
Who? Caleb.
Caleb. He's actually from Bowie. He's a Bowie guy.
DeMatha rejected him. And he went to get that. It's a true story.
They might have wanted to rethink that.
Probably should have.
Going back in time.
One DeMatha, one mistake.
Yeah. One mess up.
Damn it, I lost my train of thought.
I wonder how we did against Gonzaga when Caleb was there.
Probably not great.
We had the kid Bo, whatever, that went to...
I'm going to guess you guys didn't do great facing Caleb Williams in high school.
I think there was a Hail Mary game. Okay. I think Gonzaga won on a Hail Mary.
Was it Bo English? Is that the kid's name?
Bo English.
He was a kid that went to Air Force.
Okay.
That was the quarterback.
I know you're talking
time.
About.
Yeah.
I'll call him man Tom Ponton.
Yeah, you do that.
Find out what the results were when Caleb was at Zaga.
Oh, I had a point that JPO talked over me and I lost.
Can we run the rest of the
Well, I wanted to run
audio?
I don't know if he has it. Because we had the discussion yesterday, what everyone's talking about, would they limit the runs? Would they limit the designed runs? Do you have that, Valdez? No. And I'll just paraphrase for you, and if Valdez finds it, fine. If he doesn't, no big deal. He basically says, no.
I think I knew that answer already.
He says, no. You know, it wasn't like he went through the A-gap and he had a D-tackle crush him. He was 35 yards downfield. Mm-hmm. It was no different than a scramble. And it was just this is another clue for me, is he even basically said it wasn't like it was some high-impact thing.
Yeah.
Which makes me think...
It's kind of a freak accident.
It was a fluke, whatever it was. That's why I'm going with my theory. He popped something. They popped it back in. He's money. It's like you popped your finger, you pop it back in, and you're silly.
A dislocation.
That's my theory.
Caleb Williams had a pretty good game against DeMatha in that game. Because he made me look it up, and they did win on a Hail Mary.
It was a Hail Mary, yeah.
I only completed 13 to 29 passes for 358 yards and 3 touchdowns, and he ran for 113 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's a
pretty good
game.
High school player.
They won a prayer.
Who won?
Gonzaga won on a Hail Mary.
Who won?
Yeah.
Zags.
Yeah, thank you.
On a Hail Mary, Kate.
What about
they won the game? Who won the game?
I don't know what year that was.
Doesn't matter how they win. They won the game.
Probably 6 or 7 years ago.
I know. I'm just wondering what year that was.
It was 2018.
For Caleb.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm wondering if Caleb, the year before, if Gonzaga beat them.
I don't know.
We want to get overall scoreboard the whole time to see how we did.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Do you have anything else? No. So I want to go through. There's more stuff I want to do here. Maybe we can do it when we come back. I don't know what our next guest is. We have Jones
Mike
coming
Jones
on
coming
7:20.
Next.
Okay, we can talk to Mike.
We can get back into it.
Later on, I want to get into some of the PFF rankings. I always find that kind of interesting. Mariota's comments. Where he's talking about the brotherhood. A lot of Commander stuff we can still get into.
Okay, we can get to that later in the show. But next, we'll talk to Mike Jones, national NFL writer for The Athletic. We'll do that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Head out to the BetQL guest hotline. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access. Just download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. We're joined by Mike Jones, national NFL writer for The Athletic. @ by Mike Jones is where you find him on Twitter. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well. So you tweeted yesterday, the Commanders are still waiting to learn more about Jaden Daniels' health, might not know about his availability for that meeting with Caleb Williams and the Bears until Wednesday or Thursday, I'm told. Do you have any other skinny that we haven't been privy to here in the D.C. market? What's your lean? Do you think he'll be there on the field as Caleb Williams and the Bears come to Northwest Stadium this weekend?
Well, yesterday afternoon, Dan Quinn basically, you know, said that he's week to week, that they're hoping that he can play. I thought that was as positive as a update as they could give. Obviously, again, they're going to have to see, you know, how he feels once he's moving around. You know, can he throw? Can he move? Can he run and not feel too much pain that's going to limit him? That's why, you know, you won't know till after Wednesday's practice, maybe how it responds after, you know, a day of activity. But it seems like that this is, you know, trending in the direction of him being able to play. And who knows, if they were in a tough game on Sunday, maybe he would have gone back into that game. But I think that they realize, look, we've got this one. No chance, no reason taking a chance and putting the kid back out there right now. But, you know, his mother tweeted also, he's fine. So, you know, if his mom is tweeting something like that, and then, you know, I think that hopefully everything continues to trend in the right direction and he'll be out there.
Mike, how surprised or stunned are you at the 5-2 start? And not only that, just that they're punishing teams. Like, they're able to rest their starters, like, in the fourth quarter of some of these games, like the game against the Browns, obviously the game against the Panthers. Like, they're not squeaking by these teams. They're destroying some of these teams, and they did it this week with a backup quarterback.
Yeah, well, I think that that's the biggest thing about it. I mean, okay, look, I never expected they'd be 5-2. But, you know, and you hear some detractors, oh, well, they're playing, you know, crappy teams or whatever. But they're not just squeaking by these crappy teams. They're beating them handily. And so that's a testament to the preparedness, the depth, and just the quality of the team. So, it's very surprising. I think that I'm not saying that they are going to win the division, because I think that, you know, Philly's going to figure things out and play up to their potential. We don't know what's going to happen with Dallas, but I think that it's a realistic option that they could, you know, make the playoffs as a wild card team, at least if they don't wind up winning this division. So it's a long season, but you've got to be happy with what you're seeing out of them. And again, how they're winning these games, not just, you know, getting lucky with the fumble, you know, in the fourth quarter. You know, they're like running away with these games.
They're leading the league in scoring.
Right. Leading the league in scoring. Their defense, which looked really, you know, weak and scary in that first, you know, couple weeks of the season, is doing better. So, you know, this is all you could ask for.
It is. And I think, I almost sense I hear it from you, Mike, if I was being honest, because I know I'm dealing with this too. We have to kind of get rid of the last 20 years of trauma and realize that they're not necessarily guaranteed to swoon. Like, this is a whole new era. I mean, Jaden is better than, I have to admit, he's better than all of us could have imagined. And the coaching staff just seems remarkable, totally different. And, you know, I keep waiting for the other shoe to drop. And listen, I don't think they're Super Bowl contenders, to be honest with you, but I certainly think that they're division contenders, and I think that they're playoff contenders, and anything less than that at this point would be a disappointment.
No, you're exactly right. And again, look, it's a long season, but we're just about here at the halfway point, and they're leading their division still. and again, they're doing a lot of good things, and they have a lot of things that they can build on. It's not doesn't look like a shaky foundation. It's like, oh, this is going to last. Now, again, they're going to have a stretch where they're going to have a number of divisional games in a row. I think it's like 3 and 5 weeks or something like that. And that will, you know, tell us a whole lot. But again, they're doing what they have to do. They're taking care of business. It's a weird feeling. You know, it's like, like you said, you know, you're expecting, is this real? Is this fool's gold? I mean, something bad's going to happen. But, I mean, there's been nothing but football reports out of Ashburn. There's not been drama. There's not been off the field, you know, stuff behind the scenes. You know, it's nothing negative. It's weird. I mean, it's good. we've needed this for a long time in this area, but you know, hopefully it continues this way.
Mike, you touched on the Eagles for a second there. How uncomfortable was Joe Shane, the Giants general manager, watching Saquon Barkley come into MetLife and just romp all over his former team to the tune of 176 yards and a touchdown? And then, yeah, I think it was the day after or maybe the night of, Bill Belichick is out there talking about, like, the Giants not willing to pay a few extra million for Saquon. Instead, they're spending on their offensive line, which, by the way, doesn't look like money well spent, because I don't know how much of that game you watched, but that, at least the first quarter, was some of the worst football I've ever seen. Just sacks everywhere, couldn't protect either quarterback. Like, it was just ugly, but especially ugly for the Giants, who fall to 2-5.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, the thing is, like, fortunately for all of us, we were able to see the behind the scenes of what went into that decision. And, you know, John Mara was like, look, I don't want to see him, like, go down the road and then, like, torment. But then at the same time, they didn't want to pay him. So, yes, some of it's on Joe Shane. Some of it's also on Mara. And it's just this team, you know, the decisions that they've made are not paying off. And, look, they needed to have a good year. Now, their roster is limited, so I don't know how realistic it would be that they'd be a playoff team, but they had to show some progress. They had to show they're trending in the right direction, and they have not shown that. And so, man, this could be an offseason with another sweeping round of changes for the Giants, because this is bad, and I don't see where it gets better. There's not anything that you're pointing to saying, well, you know what, they're getting a little bit better here or whatever. Just awful, bad football. And I like Brian Daboll, you know, really great guy and great, seems like an offensive mind, but as a head coach, it's not translating. And, you know, obviously the roster building, that's Joe Shane's department, has not looked like those investments have not started to pay off in the way that they'd hoped.
Mike, there's a couple teams that are in real predicaments because of injuries. All right. We saw one last night. Tampa is in real trouble because their top two receivers, one's probably done for the year. Who knows how long Evans will be out with the hammy, called a few weeks. They play Atlanta. Now it's at home. It's in Tampa. They play Atlanta this week. Atlanta just beat them at Atlanta. So if Atlanta wins, that's a sweepy. That's a huge edge for the division there in the NFC South. So Tampa's in trouble, and San Francisco is in real trouble. They're 3-4. Their defense has been leaky. Purdy threw three picks on Sunday. Ayuk done for the year. Debo has pneumonia. He may not play this weekend. They may have to lean on a couple rookies, Ricky Pearsall and Jacob Cowling. So your thoughts on those two teams going forward with those injuries they got to deal with?
Yeah, really unfortunate for the Bucs because, you know, they looked like they had a chance to – they've won the division three straight years, looked like they were having a chance to contend to repeat again. But now, you know, they could have probably gotten by without Evans for a couple weeks because of, you know, the rest of the quality of depth at that position, but now not having Godwin as well, they, you know, they probably have to get on the phone here and try to figure out which of these teams that has, you know, call up Tennessee, where DeAndre Hopkins, I know he's not what he was, but, you know, you need a body. So I'll be interested to see if some of these teams start calling around to try to get some help as they try to remain competitive. 49ers, man, they just can't get right. That Super Bowl hangover looks like it's real. They have, you know, injury problems, and it's just getting worse. And I don't know if they're going to be able to dig their way out of it. Fortunately for them, their division is still up in the air there. It's not like there's one team running away with it, but they, you know, you need to start picking up some wins here, and you're starting to fall behind.
And they
got
to play a desperate Dallas team this week.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. And I think that their next stretch that they have right here is pretty tough. They've got Dallas. I think the Packers are in there. I think Seattle's in there again. I mean, so it's not like they have a soft stretch where they can try to make up some ground.
Right.
This is a bad situation for them.
Mike, another team in trouble. The Jets, they fall to 2-5. They've scored 61 points in their last four games, despite adding Devontae Adams in that big deal. And Their next three are not easy. They have to face the Patriots, and I know the Patriots are not very good either, but Drake May is showing at least signs of life leading that offense. They have to take on the Texans, and then a road trip to Arizona are their next three. Like, the Jets need to turn around in the next 2 or 3 weeks, or it's over.
Yeah, I mean, I think it already is. They're a freaking dumpster fire. I don't know who Aaron Rodgers is going to blame now, but this is just, you know, it's a bad organization, and they sold their souls and, you know, make big swings on moves that, you know, aren't paying off and probably weren't the smartest moves. And I mean, you freaking fire your coach in week five and think that that's going to change things. And now their defense isn't playing well. So it looks like, you know, their defensive coordinator is a little bit in over his head. Now he's got more on his plate. And again, didn't matter who your play caller was. This offense is not working. You got an old quarterback who doesn't look very good. And, you know, I don't know how this thing gets any better because now that Tua is going to be back, the Dolphins have a chance to start turning some things around. The Bills, you know, they're looking good, and they'd added Amari Cooper. So I don't see this thing getting any better for the Jets. It's just going to be, you know, another disastrous end for them.
Getting over the AFC, Mike, do you think that Baltimore and Kansas City are kind of just on this collision course to play in the playoffs, probably for an AFC championship? I know Buffalo's in there, 5-2, and then acquiring Cooper certainly helps. But do you put any other team in the mix there to compete with Baltimore and Kansas City?
Yeah, I was going to say Buffalo might be the other one. You know, and look, you can't count out Houston because they have a good defense, but I don't think that they're not there. You know, obviously Cincinnati, they can't, you know, there's something that's off there. I don't, you know, they have the ability, but I don't think that they're going to get it turned around to where they are on that level with Baltimore and Kansas City. Buffalo would be the one team that I would say maybe has a chance to be in there. That three, it's going to be one of those three that comes out of the AFC to represent them in the Super Bowl.
Joined by Mike Jones, national NFL writer for The Athletic. So, Mike, if you're Shane Steichen, the head coach of the Colts, what do you do with your quarterback situation going forward? I know that they spent high draft capital on Anthony Richardson a few years
ago.
Can't
complete passes.
He's just so bad at even hitting short passes, wide open receivers. And then when Flacco goes in, he just breathes life into that offense. Yeah. Like, I understand that they're between a rock and a hard place. They want to develop the young guy and see if there's anything there that's worth holding on to and going forward with. But Flacco he's just better at this point.
No, he is. I mean, and the thing is, look, even in the draft, people were saying, you know, great athleticism, but it might take a little bit of time for Anthony Richardson. I felt like they handed him the keys way too soon. And, you know, then, you know, he got injured last year. This year, you know, he got hurt, and it was clear the first few weeks, okay, he's not ready. I was surprised that they didn't just keep rolling with Flacco and they went back to him this week. I think that was a mistake because they had some momentum going. But now they can say, hey, look, you have a lot of things you got to work on. We've got to win games. They need to sit him down, put Flacco back in there, and see how far they can go with this thing. Because obviously, look, yes, Anthony Richardson is their future, but guys are playing for jobs now. Shane Steichen needs to show progress. They have a division that is open. You know, Jacksonville is kind of a mess. Tennessee, they've got, you know, issues with their quarterback and their offense. And Houston's right there as the team that's got the least of the problems and has, you know, a bright future and a talented quarterback. So you've got to put yourself in position to win games right now, and that probably means sitting Anthony Richardson down and rolling with Flacco.
Mike, has Deshaun Watson played his last football in the NFL?
I don't know. I was in San Francisco in the press box as we were watching it happen. A lot of us were saying, like, you just wonder how much more mentally he can go through because he's got a lot on him. A lot of his struggles, I think, were not physical. They were mental, the stuff all off the field. And then, you know, his body is not what it was and has betrayed him once again. It'd be hard for me to see him coming back and playing now. You know, he's going to, the word is he's going to try to get the procedure that Aaron Rodgers did so he can come back sooner. But I mean, look, for what? You don't have it anymore. I know that they still owed him a lot of money, but I would be surprised. I mean, maybe we see them work out some type of injury settlement, something, but because this experiment just has not worked.
And then even after his contract is up in a couple of years, would any team sign him? I don't know, even as a backup with
maybe
all the negative,
maybe league minimum or something,
with all the negative PR it would come with it.
Yeah, you see the cap hit that they have the next 2 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I don't know what's the point. Like, what are you going to, because it's not like he was even showing glimpses. He had not had a good game all year.
Right.
I don't think he had thrown for 200 yards in a single game.
He hadn't.
And last year, did he have any games that you were like, oh, hey, that's the guy that we remember? He's a shell of himself, and it's not coming back. And so I just don't know that any team would look at it and be like, yeah, he's worth having here. I mean, maybe as a backup, you can throw him there for one game. But again, why? What's the point?
Yeah. Mike, good catching up with you, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
That is Mike Jones, national NFL writer for The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter at by Mike Jones. Looking to upgrade your office game? Well, then swing by PVI Office Furniture, where they've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play in comfort, PVI has the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories. Mention the fan, you score 15% off your in-store purchase. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity gets a hat trick. Visit us at PVIPVI.com because business grows with PVI. Time now for the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture, too.
You know, I did, real quick before you do the Blitz, I tweeted this yesterday, that when I saw my daughter this weekend in wherever the hell I was, I guess I was at Cornell, and she was like, you know, I have to say, you guys all have daughters. Mm-hmm. Do you find the same thing? Jason doesn't have a son. But daughters are just so much more like loving towards their dads than like your son. Like my son, you know, we're buddies and everything, and he loves me. But but daughters just show affection. I mean, I just think it's pretty standard.
I think that's pretty generally
standard. True. I don't think it's an unusual thing to say. So when I see my daughter, she leans on me and everything, and it's just really sweet. She started grabbing my arms, and she said, "Your arms are getting smaller." And that hurt me. That
cut you to the core.
Yeah. And I tweeted, like, I've lost all ego, but for the most part, I mean, I smashed into a wall. Used to be a solid 8 cakes. Now I'm like a 3.
That's quite a loss.
No, I mean, it's just, you know, I've hit a wall. But when she said your arms are getting smaller, you don't, you know, she's 100% right, too. Because I haven't been lifting. I've been just playing golf all the time.
Yeah.
I've shifted my focus from you know, lifting and working out to playing golf.
Different priorities.
I got to get back on the stick.
Okay.
Get back on the stick. I got to figure out when. I think I'm going to try to do it before I go to bed every night. Does anybody do that? Do you do that? Do you work out before you go to bed?
You think I work out before I go to bed?
By the way, the weather's going to be unbelievable this week for golf.
Beers. Cheese it. Extra toasty Cheese it.
Right. What are we going to say?
The weather is going to be unbelievable. It's going to be almost 80 today and 80 tomorrow.
That's great.
And it's going to go to 66 on Thursday, which is perfect. But 80?
I think 80 is going to be perfect with no humidity. It's going to be great today.
It's great. It's just, it's a little warm for me for late October. 80 degrees.
Really? I did hear that it's, I think it's going to be 70 ish on Halloween. That's too warm for
Halloween.
That's
too warm. Yeah.
I need high 50s, max low 60s for Halloween. If it's like shorts and t-shirt weather on October 31st, what are we even doing
in San Diego?
I would not want to live in San Diego.
I'd love it.
I love
you
love
wouldn't
the
like
weather.
That climate.
Like, I might get used to it. I mean, I mean, the few times I've visited California, I do marvel at the climate.
You love California.
I mean, it's
the
amazing.
The climate is amazing.
You wouldn't want to live there,
my
Mediterranean
friend. Mediterranean climate, EB,
those are
best.
Different issues. I'm just saying, all things being
for the
equal,
weather,
the climate.
The weather, if you,
I mean,
if
you guys and all your weird.
But there's other issues out there that you would not want to deal with.
Just give me the weather and no earthquake breaking off into the ocean.
Yeah.
That possibility.
Right.
Because that's the thing. That probably won't happen for a long time. We'll all be dust by then.
The breaking. Oh, that's
the, big earthquake that's coming.
Oh, the big earthquake that. Could
oh yeah, that's
yeah.
coming.
Yeah,
at some point.
All right. So on Tuesdays in the Junkies Blitz, I like to play true or false.
Okay. Yes.
Number one, and I just put this up at Junks Radio on Twitter. If you haven't seen the video, did Aaron Rodgers eat his own booger?
I haven't seen the video.
I mean,
I have to
I've
see it.
Seen it. I'd like to hope that he hasn't, because, I mean, isn't he a 41-year-old man? Like, who's still doing
that? Jason, I'm going to punch it up.
Always have guys where they accuse
and you
of
can
doing
break
that?
This down, Jason Bishop.
I can't believe he would do
all right,
that.
This is a live look. I'm on Junks Radio. Let me get it back to the beginning here.
Looks like childhood instinct.
It's hard to believe he's a booger boy.
But booger boy might be the worst person.
I mean,
what do you think, Jason? There's fingers to mouth yeah. right after he played with his nose.
I mean, it does look like he's putting something in his mouth.
If you get labeled as the booger boy at elementary school,
no idea.
You can never shake that tag.
Is it something? Honestly, I don't understand this.
Have you watched the video?
I saw the clip for a second, and I just cut out, but I don't understand it. What? Is there like some sort of primal instinct that we have, like to eat your booger? I don't even understand it. Because they accuse various people of doing this throughout the year.
It's something like children do.
Yeah,
and if you don't police it as a parent, then I think it sticks with you.
It could.
It's like sucking your thumb?
Kind of. Maybe it's he's just having such a horrible time with the Jets, he's just regressing back.
A halftime snack.
He's just his brain is regressing. He doesn't realize he's doing it.
I'm going to take the minority view. I don't think he picked a booger. I think he messed with his nose.
Yeah.
And then maybe he had like a hangnail or something.
It's so gross to even think about.
Guess.
It turns my stomach.
I just can't fathom that he would eat a crispy booger.
But it does look like...
I can't
It does actually look like when... Like, I started doing a freeze frame on this. Again, you go to at Junks Radio. If you do a freeze frame, it does look like he put something in his mouth.
Well, maybe he's biting his nails. As a nail biter, possible.
No, because like if you bite your nails, it's more like onward. This is
he's
like
to the side.
To the side.
Yeah.
Like it looks gotta, like he does this.
No, because you could be biting a side of your
nails. Nobody bites their nails like that.
It's an awkward bite angle.
To the corner. I do. Believe me, I'm an expert nail biter.
Yeah,
you go all around.
I was good for a while. Like, I didn't bite my nails for a couple years. I'm back, baby.
You are?
Fully back. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now that I don't.
I'm all the way back.
So you believe it's false?
I just don't believe people eat their boogers.
Cakes? Did he eat his booger?
People
eat their boogers.
People do, yeah.
I think he's.
Kids do.
I think he's shook by the fact that the Jets are 2-5. He sees the end of his career is near. They get Davante Adams. It doesn't help. And he just regressed back to being a 5-year-old. And he was caught on camera.
It's hard for me to believe.
True.
But I'm going to say
Aaron
false.
Aaron Rodgers,
I don't think at age 40 he ate his own booger.
I'm going to say he did.
There's no worse insult in school than being known as the booger
boy. Yeah, you can't shake that title.
Like that will stick with you throughout high school and everything.
Yep.
I still remember my school's booger boy.
Of course.
From Botkin.
If you are labeled the booger boy, you are... It's impossible for you to have ribs.
What's worse?
Later in life.
What's worse, being the booger boy or being the boy who eats glue?
Booger boy. Way worse. It's not even close.
I think so, too.
They're not even in the same stratosphere.
We had a booger
I think
boy.
If you peed your pants, like in public, it'd be up there with booger
boy.
That
would be
That's embarrassing, too.
No, but, I've done that I did it probably last week.
I think you can shake that. You can, like, get past that.
Yeah.
Like, dribble, excess dribble.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's different than peeing your pants completely.
Yeah, the booger boy.
Your pants.
No, the booger boy or the kid who wets himself at a sleepover.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've done that before. It's not fun.
That's the walk of shame.
Yeah, it's
not
fun. It's a horrible thing.
Yeah.
But I think booger boy is worse.
I'll never forget.
I think it's worse.
Back when we were playing travel soccer, probably 12 years old at the time, maybe even younger, we played in Greensboro, North Carolina, and Cakes and I housed together. You would house with a different family from an opposing team.
Yeah.
And we housed with his team, and Cakes had to let the mom. I vividly remember being in the hallway, and he had to let the mom know that he occasionally
bedwetter.
Really is driving home my trauma. He's just driving home for everybody.
It's hilarious.
Does it still haunt you?
I mean, There might be a little bit of residue in there.
Bedwetter might be worse.
Because that's usually done in the privacy of your home.
He's the bedwetter.
How could you not hold your pee-pee?
I had to go to a doctor and take medicine.
Jeez. What did they say was wrong with you?
I don't know. You got no. I wasn't a doctor.
It might have been like 10 years old. I'll say that. You know what? 12. Cakes didn't play on that team that long.
Is there like trauma in your childhood or something that causes that?
I was a bedwetter. I mean, it just sucks. It wasn't great. It wasn't fun.
I would only have time for one more.
I think that was fun.
Make that the Scotty's Vodka Poll of the day. What's worse, bedwetter or booger boy?
Booger boy's way worse.
That's great. I'll put that up.
It's way worse.
Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. That will be the junkie's poll of the day.
Neither one's great.
One requires more cleaning, so I think that's why it's worse.
That's true.
All right, one more true or false for you. True or false, Derrick Henry will run for 2,000 yards this season, and Lamar Jackson will run for 1,000 yards. Both on pace to achieve it.
They both have to stay healthy the whole way, but, I mean, Derrick Henry's a tank.
He always stays healthy.
He rarely misses games.
What's Henry at now? He's at 873? Jeez.
I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say under.
One of them falls short. Yeah. I don't know which one it is.
Derrick Henry has 873 right now, leads the NFL in rushing. I believe he's projected for over 2,100 yards.
He's right there.
And Lamar is number 11. He's got 455. I believe he's projected for over 1,100 yards.
One of them will miss a game or two.
Yeah.
And that will prevent them from.
If they played full seasons, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah. If you guarantee me they both play 17 games, I'd say true.
I'm going to say true. You know, health is a huge factor, but I think they're going to play the full season because, as Jason said, right now they're battling with the Chiefs and other teams in the AFC.
I thought Jaden Daniels was going to make it past the first series of the game this past weekend.
Yeah, you just never know.
I get it.
The guys get injured all the time.
But look, the Ravens might have a game at the end of the year that just doesn't matter. Because possible. Their seed's already locked in, so why would you play Lamar?
It's possible, but there's just so many teams. The Bills, the Texans, and the AFC.
We have to kind of see how it plays out.
All right, when we come back, we will get into the Commanders. How cautious would you be with Jaden Daniels going forward? We'll get into that and more next here on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.